All right, so in this session, we will ask the question, where is our backlog? I guess we have work to do, so we're going to kind of look at what we have and what options we have to move the backlog from one location to another. We'll also load our backlog that currently is in Excel, and we're going to move it into TFS. All right, so we're going to show you that. And then we're actually going to see that super application that we've been building and kind of ramping up to. We're going to see it in action. So we're going to actually run it and show you what it does and all that. All right?
Let's see that backlog thing.
So let's see that backlog thing. Right? So so do you know what a backlog is?
Well, we have one.
Yeah,
it's in Excel.
It's in Excel. Excel.
It's our tasks
all right,
for
well,
our project.
A good thing that it is in Excel, actually, because we can do a lot of good stuff from Excel.
All right. Are we going to lose it?
You're actually going to lose nothing, and you're going to gain a lot of stuff, right?
Right.
So what's it called again?
I think it's called backlog.
Is it backlog or initial backlog?
Initial backlog.
I think it's initial backlog, right. So so Excel is it's really nice, but it's kind of a sucky backlog you got there.
Yeah, well, we did what we could. I'm not a big fan of MS Project. So using that is a lot easier for us.
It's a lot easier for you, yeah. Okay.
Is it easy for you too?
Well, it's okay. It'll do the job, right?
All right.
But let me tell you first the stuff you can move from what to what, right? Because that was one question you were asking me before.
Yeah.
So we can actually move from ClearQuest over to TFS. Now, thank God you don't have a ClearQuest install.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a little bit complicated, ClearQuest. But, I mean, it does the job, right? But so you can do that. You can move from project, you know, because project, a lot of those project manager, you know, they have project and they really like their tool, right? I don't know why they like project, but they like project.
Well, we like Visual Studio and TFS.
And
so
they don't, right?
We'll
so I guess you're right on that front. So so they like their tool and I guess they'd like to stay in this tool. So we could hook them up and get that going. And obviously you can do it with Excel, and I'm going to show you that in just a minute. And then finally, we got that TFS integration platform thing.
What's that?
So that's a thing that the VSTS, so the ALM Rangers actually created. The Rangers are an organization of people inside Microsoft and outside Microsoft, like MVPs like me.
Okay.
I'm actually a Ranger, right?
Oh my God!
In case you didn't know, right?
I didn't know that.
So I got so many roles, I don't know where I am sometimes. so as a Ranger, essentially we work on different things that there's a solution where the product doesn't do it, and we can help the community or the rest of the people actually do things. Because, you know, as Microsoft, everybody at Microsoft wants everybody to move to TFS, right? So they're going to do everything they can to give us tools to make that happen.
Is it open source?
The integration platform is open source, and it is on CodePlex.
All right, nice.
So if you go there, you can actually do all sorts of stuff to migrate from one thing to another and all that.
All right,
so,
let me see that in action.
So let's see that. So it's actually really simple. I'll stay in Excel. I'll keep your stuff there, but we're actually going to create kind of a query to help us move stuff around,
okay.
Right?
Let me show you around. Our first column is our backlog items.
Okay, so they're your user stories.
User stories and stuff
like
that.
Right.
And the second column, the one that's indented, these are our tasks. And you can see that we've closed most of them, and our user story are done. And I'm left to do user story that's left to do is adding an import.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Importing customers from our application.
All right. So I don't know if you noticed, but there's actually a team tab there.
That wasn't there before.
Yeah, well, it's there when you install, you know, Studio on your desk and all that. It popped up. It actually pops up when you install Team Explorer.
Team Explorer.
And
all right.
When you install Studio, it installed Team Explorer, obviously. But that means that you could go to the VP and don't do that. But you could go to the VP and actually install Team Explorer on his desk.
He could
actually do all that work. But you can send him and say go to the web access.
Yep.
It's easier. So it connected to TFS because we were already connected, right? So now it's asking us, what query do you want to run, right? So it's actually on the wrong project right now. I can see that. So let me configure that and pick the right server.
It's pointing on one of your test projects.
Right? Yeah, so I'm gonna connect to this one here, right?
And which is our code base.
And we're gonna pick the right one now. So we're in the right project. What we're going to do is we're going to load it up in the product backlog.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, actually, might as well put it in the current backlog.
Yeah, well, current sprint.
Yeah, the sprint backlog for this one. So we're just going to say OK here. And notice that it connected and it gave us a whole lot of states and values that you don't have, right?
Yeah.
But we can use that. So so what we're going to do is I'm going to open that up here and grab all those because those are your things.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put them on ID because ID is not going to work. So I'm just going to move them under title here. And what we're going to do is I'm going to open that up so that it looks a little better. Our backlog, priority, and all that. So here's one thing that's really that you need to set or else it's not going to work. So what are those? Well, they're actually product backlog items.
Okay. Remember we're using Scrum here. Show me all the stuff that's in there.
So you can create, you can load those up as bugs, okay, as impediments. An impediment is kind of a Scrum thing that you're blocked on something. You can load that up as shared, as a product backlog item, which actually is a user story. You can load up as a shared step. So a shared step, we'll look at that a little later.
Yeah.
A sprint is, you know, what we're going to work on. Some tasks or a test case, right?
Okay.
So in our case, we have product backlog items and we got tasks, right? So we set that up and notice automatically it put a priority. It didn't assign it to anybody, so I'm actually going to assign it to you because I think that's...
You're too kind.
Yeah, you got work to do, buddy.
But it's already done.
So we'll fix that later. So next thing we want is I'll pick that one and we'll paste it over here. Over here actually. And then I will take that one and I will paste it over here and I will take this one and I will paste it over here.
All right.
And I'm going to go at the end. I'm going to create some product backlog with those two.
What are you going to do with my indent? Does it have to be indented?
You'll see. Give me 1 second here. So I'll grab that Vincent over here. I'll attach those to you. And now we have all the product backlog items. Now, those thing here are your tasks.
Yeah.
So I'll go up a bit. So we'll grab those because those are the tasks that went under as a person. I want to list all that. So as a person, I want to list my customer and be able to group them.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's the right one.
And if I go back to my team here, notice there's a thing called add a child.
Oh, I got it.
So I'm going to add a child to it. And notice it added a title number 2 here. So
okay.
Now I know that I'm in the second layer column, right? So I'm actually going to insert a few rows so that it pastes the right stuff here. And we're going to grab that again. We're going to paste it over here. And now over those
are my tasks.
Those are your tasks. So we're going to add, we're going to make those as task. Those as task. And finally, this is a task. Now we're going to go back.
Oh, wait. You forgot something because these are already done.
Yeah, but I can't put them to a state until they exist.
Okay.
So I need to create them first.
It's going
to
be a two-way.
It's going to be actually a three-way because they're actually done. You know?
Oh, yeah. I know the states and Scrum. Yeah.
Exactly.
New, committed.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
So those two go under as a person I want to list the total, as a person I want to list the total. So here, again, we're actually going to insert
a child
and another child because there's two of them.
Yep.
And we're going to paste those. So it lost the... Excel is weird sometimes. It just, you know, you have them and you don't and you have them. So over here, it's, I want to add a customer. So I want to add a customer. We have 3. So we're going to add 3. 1, 2, 3. And we're going to copy those 3 over here. And finally, the last one. Go back. Okay.
Don't cut it. You're going to lose it. No?
No. All right. So I can actually paste it now because the column exists, right?
Oh, nice.
Right. So now I can actually go to the end and make those task. So I'm not sure that's... Yeah, okay, that works. All right. See, I'm not really an Excel kind of fan here.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
So do we have everything here that looks like a, not a task, that looks like a product backlog item.
Yeah. Looks right.
And that looks like a product backlog item. All right. So they look good.
Okay. So it's going to be phase 1?
Phase 1. So we're actually going to put all you.
Oh, thank you.
Only you. Just you. You get to work a little bit, buddy. You know, I mean, can't be all roses.
With all these years, I would have been working less.
So notice here the ID column, right? It doesn't have any values because we're actually going to
choose those.
No. The server will choose those for you. So once we publish those IDs will all show up with values.
Okay.
All right?
So we clicked on publish. So you're pushing all of this onto TFS.
Correct.
And then it refreshes.
So notice we have an error here. Right. We have a value that is not supported.
Oh.
So the to-do, oh, because it has a to-do field, and that to-do is supposed to be new.
Oh, that's because it's a backlog idea.
Yeah, for some reason it's... So I fixed the error, right? So there was a conflict. I fixed the error, and then I can publish again.
Republish that thing.
And then we're good. So now we got all our numbers.
All the IDs are there.
So they're all in TFS. How cool is that?
Oh, very cool, but...
But now we're back to your problem,
yeah,
right?
Very nice for my project manager.
So now that we've published, that means that those exist now. Right?
Okay.
And I can change those states, and it's going to give me the states that I can't.
So that's a work.
So they need to go to approve, right? So we're going to go to approve on those.
Yeah, we did the approval a few months
ago.
Right.
Those to-do are in progress, so they got to go
in
progress.
So you're doing all the workflow again.
I'm doing the workflow as if you would have done it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in progress here. I'm actually going to go to approve here. I'm going to go to in progress here. We're here, and I'm going to go to approve, and I'm fine.
Didn't do it.
And then finally in progress. Now.
Okay, well, it's not in progress. That's tough to do. I didn't start it yet.
Oh, you didn't do those.
You know what? I'll keep you in the loop, but I already did all that stuff. It's just in the notepad.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we'll leave them like that because that's their case. Right. Okay. So we'll publish those state. All right. So that's it. We're done. And now those are all done. So now notice that the changes now. I can go to committed on those. So the approve went to committed. Let me grab that. So we're going to take one. We're going to go to approve.
You missed this one.
Commit, and commit. Right. And then from the in progress, for some reason, it doesn't give me a drop down.
That's a drop down.
Oh, there we go. So now those are done. So now they're not in progress anymore. And I can move them from here. Whoops. Hey, wait a minute. Don't do that.
That went way too fast.
Control Z. Does that work? And guess it does. Not. All right. So.
Just paste another committed.
I'll grab another committed over here. All right. So Excel, you know, can be pesky sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, we all love Excel. All right, so I'm going to make those done, committed, done. Sounds good to you?
Yeah, still new and to do in the bottom. That's nice.
All right, so I'll publish those. So now our workflow's done. We put them in. Now, you're going to ask me, you know, we only had 5 or 30 of those. Not really a big deal. What if we have 5,000, right?
Yeah, what if we had 5,000?
Yeah, if we had 5,000, you'd have to do that anyway.
Okay.
So the other way you could do that, which is more complicated, is you could use the toolkit, the TFS toolkit, and actually ask the toolkit to migrate from TFS to TFS and do that for you. But, you know, that's the easy way. You know, we brought that in. And by the way, what I did all here, we could use Project and do exactly the same thing.
All right. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I'll give all that to my project manager. So it's his tool?
It's his.
So now he's going to start working.
All right, so we're going to save the backlog again with all that query already in there. And I'll show you what it looks like in the web folder so that if the VP or somebody needs to...
I'm probably never going to use this, but I know the VP's got his nose everywhere.
They really like that. So so that's the website, so we'll wait for a second for it to ramp up and show us. And what I asked it is I was actually in Excel, and I clicked on Show Me in Web Access this particular value.
Okay.
So it's going to open up the 202 value, right? So 202 is over here.
All right.
So as you can see, we got all sorts of stuff that, you know, we have the done. We have a description that we didn't need put in.
No, we didn't.
You have a history of all that. So if I go down a little bit, remember we changed 3 times the state for that, right? So if I go down.
It's sort of a workflow. Hey, that's a workflow right there.
It's a workflow right there. And if I click more, you'll see it went from to do to in progress to done. And Vincent did all that stuff. Look at that.
Oh.
New work started, work finished.
It's good for my
eval. Isn't that cool? It's good for eval, So, and notice also that TFS actually keeps a history of everything that happened, right? So those people that want to audit us, no problem.
All right, and there's no more, I didn't do it.
There's no more, I didn't do it, and when I didn't do it.
I like this.
You know? So if I actually look at the whole thing, right, if I click on home here, it'll start the whole project. And notice I have queries I can look at. I can look at source control. I can go to my project portal. I can see the builds that we did. So if I go to the build, for example, this morning's build. So if we look at completed build, let me just pick a definition for I'm not on the right project. Oh. That's why. So let's pick the right project.
You went home. All
right. Yeah. True. So let's go to the right project here. So we can see that we have product backlog, task, and everything. Our 202 is just recently modified. So if I look at build, I can see the two builds that we did.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? So it started another build when I tested. Remember this morning I actually tested?
Oh, yeah. You sent.
And I did a check-in, and it worked.
Oh,
and since we're CI, we got a second build.
Oh,
ain't that nice?
True.
Ain't that nice? Got everything looks like it's working.
Well, it is working.
Yeah, it is working. I knew that. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
All right.
And then that's pretty much the UI, the view of the UI. Now, you know what? I'd love for you to show me how that application actually works and what it does.
All right. Let me show you.
I'll just close a few windows because we got a lot of stuff open here. And I'll let you figure out where it is.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'll find it. Unless you closed it.
Didn't you put a shortcut on your desktop?
That's true. Drops. Yeah, we'll use the last drop. You told me drops were my compile on the server, so I'm going to use that to demo you the application.
Sounds good.
So it's going to prove that the VSS migration worked. Because we went from VSS to TFS, we recompiled with a build, it dropped it right there.
It did.
And we're going to execute it inside the drop location.
Sounds like a good plan.
Good plan, eh?
Show that to me.
What was the name of that thing? Was it this one?
It might have
been
that
one. Look at the date,
yeah. It might
look
have been
at the
that
date. One. That's the right one. So this is all the builds we did.
Yeah, we did a few yesterday. Let's move those. Yeah,
they're going to move them.
They're gone. I like that. Gone.
Okay. Gone. All right. So that's the second build of the day. We can see it with the .2, I guess. And this is my app right there.
Okay.
Don't be surprised.
Hey, why is it called demo app?
Oh well, we're using that because our domain is in the car rentals and stuff. We're using in the garage and stuff, and we're demoing stuff with them.
Your salesmen are actually selling the car demos, you mean?
Yep.
Oh,
we're selling
okay.
demos.
And then that's a great name, though, demo app.
Demo app.
All right.
Demo
I'll go with that.
An app to sell the demos, the demo cars.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Okay, so remember I told you it was a CRM where we kept in there all our customers and all the sales they do?
Yep.
So there's a few functionalities. I can view all my customers. So this is all a list of our customers, and we see all the total sales that they've got.
Uh-huh.
So when I click on a customer, I got total sales in the bottom, and I can do shift, and it all adds up.
It adds them up. Wow, that's really cool.
And you can create new – I'm going to close this. You can create a new customer.
Ah, very
since
good.
We have a new, let's say, vendor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we use either persons to sell our demos, or we use companies.
Okay.
But
all right.
Most of them are companies.
All right.
Okay, so you want to create one?
Sure. I create one for me. That's
all right.
Awesome.
Well, tell me what to do.
All right, so put my name for first name. Well, yeah, pick person because I'm a person.
Yeah.
Until today, anyway. Might become a company tomorrow, but right now I'm a person.
All right, so you want Etienne?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want in the last name?
Yeah, Tremblay. Might
Tremblay.
As well put that in there.
All right. Your
my
email.
My email is bridging.
Like that. I prefer it.
Right.
Just, I'm sure the
register. So nobody's going to contact me. I love that. All right.
That's,
so
that's how you want it.
Put a million in there.
A million?
I total a lot of sales there. Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you put A in there?
An age?
Yeah.
What's your age? My age is A?
My age is A.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Well, sure it's going to work.
No, you got to put something like 30.
No. Put A, because I want to put A in there.
All right, man. I can tell you it's not going to work. See?
Dude.
Told you it was going to crash.
Dude. I mean, that's...
Just don't put them there.
Hello, testing.
Well, I did my test. I tested all the happy paths.
He tested all the happy paths.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm asking, what's your age? You say A.
Well, it is A.
Oh, all right. Well, crash my app.
All right. So, next. All right. In this session, we actually saw what's a backlog. And where it is. In our case, it was in Excel, and we moved it from from Excel into TFS. We actually loaded up, and then we actually saw the application in action, and we saw it crash. Now, as a disclaimer, we want to say Josh Smith, the author of this application, did not put this error in there. We put it in there. All right? So, questions?
Hi. In the previous session, you used the term work item and artifacts. In this session, we saw the demo of backlog and task. Can you tell me how those terms related, if at all?
They are. The idea of today, and I'm just going to put that large, I didn't want to go into TFS per se and explain all the work item and all that stuff, because I assume that people have a general working knowledge of this, because we're showing the interaction between the tester and the developer right now. Okay? Now, I'll answer your question, right? This template that we use here is the Scrum template. And what Vince was talking to me about was, you know, what kind of items we can pick to kind of relate to. So, you know, we could have a bug, an impediment, a product backlog item, and all that. Those are Scrum-based artifact name, okay? If we use the Agile template, for example, we would have a bug, a risk, a user story. We'd have other terminology, a task, for example. If we use the CMMI template, which is another one, then we'd have a requirement. We'd have other work item types. Okay, all those you can modify to your heart's content, make them look and do whatever you want them to do. The workflow can be changed and all that. So all of this was not the point of this demo, right? Because I usually do a one-hour presentation just on that, right? So that's not the point. But those things, as far as Scrum goes, the product backlog item is a user story. It's something that, as a user, I want to do something, right? So those are product backlog items. The tasks relate to the product backlog items as usually child, right? So you're going to break down your requirement, because the product backlog item is the requirement, right? So you're going to break that down into task, and later on, we're going to break that down into test as well. Right, so you're going to see tests that test the requirement. Right, so we're going to tie all that stuff together. So right now we're just down to, I have a product backlog item and I have some tasks to do. Right, and they're all done except for the last one, which we'll do later on. All right. Anything else? Over here.
You mentioned 50,000 backlog items there. As far as I know, TFS has some APIs. Mm-hmm. How difficult would it be to use those to migrate?
So the TFS toolkit I'm talking about, like that you can get, actually has, they're using the API to do a lot of that stuff. And yes, you can create your own application that's going to do that if you want to. The easiest way to do it is the way we showed it to you, because in Excel, it's rather easy. You can see the columns and you can see everything, and you just change. So right now, because the way we kind of put it there, we had we put it with the product backlog items and the tasks that relate to them, and then another one and a task. So it was kind of hard for me to, like in Excel, to say take them all and put them all to new or put them all to something. Normally, I would probably create a query that would say give me all the product backlog item. Right, and then I would have them all, and then boom, change the state, done. And then I would say another query that say, give me all the tasks, and then I would do the same thing with the task. So right now I was kind of going back and forth and pecking around in Excel, which wasn't really a nice way to do it, right? But if I had done it with 50 items, I would have created two more queries in the list. Remember when I hit the list there, Vitsulton? So when I went on the bottom, because it connects to TFS as well, so when I on the bottom here, I can actually bring if Vincent went to screen number 36, for example, right? You can actually go up top in the team, and you can create a new list there as well, even in another sheet, right? So I could have another list which would be instead of saying give me all the product backlog items, I could say give me all the sorry. I said, in the query it says the sprint backlog. I can create my own query that said give me all the product backlog items, and then it would just be those, right? And I can do that in 2 seconds because they're all there. I can just change one state, and in Excel it's really easy, right? So I would probably do it that way. I was pecking and playing because it was just there, but you know, I would have done it a little different in that case.
It was the question with the MS Project. Mm-hmm. So if my tasks are in TFS and it hooks up to MS Project, I know project managers like to, you know, track time spent on a task.
Correct.
And so if we update it, like we do our check-ins and we say we tag our check-ins to a task, and I mean, how do we update the time spent on a task in TFS and then have it sent down back to project?
Okay. So I didn't show it, but essentially, if you let me go in studio. you open the work item and look at the current sprint, product backlog, and we look at... no item found. Nice. Where are they? Sprint is empty. All right, let's look at the over here. So we don't have tasks in here. Essentially, when you look at a task, there's two fields on the bottom that says work hours or remaining hours. So as a developer, when you check in and you attach to something, you can say there's so many hours remaining and so many hours done. Now remind you that this is not time tracking, right? So it's a point in time value. So I'm checking in now. I'm saying there's 8 hours remaining on a 16-hour task. So I have completed 8 hours. So I put those two values in, save it. In project, when you look at it, you'll have 50% done. It'll do it automatically.
If project was updated, would TFS automatically be updated too?
Correct. Okay. As long as in project you publish, obviously, right? If you publish from project to TFS, it'll show up in TFS.
Okay.
In Visual Studio, I mean. Right. Anything else?
Sam, we got tasks attached back. It's just that they're done. I think they're not in the list because they're done.
They're done, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're not showing because the query probably says, don't show me anything that's done.
It's not so much a question. I just kind of wanted to pin something to the end of your answer for that gentleman over there.
Yep.
We were tasked with having to create work items, a large number of them. Mm-hmm. And I used the SDK, mm-hmm. and it was super easy. Afternoon, a little app, and it just...
Yep, the API is super, super... I mean, you can do all sorts of stuff. I actually moved a company from Hydro-Quebec, actually, from 2005 to 2010. And they had like 15,000 work items in 2005. And then we needed to change all the attachment links to point to a new SharePoint server. I created an application. I said open them up. And I used the API to actually go and list me the hyperlinks, yeah. and then modify them in the... You want to use the API because then it creates a trace in the history, right, when you do that. So I could go in the database and do it, but you never do that. Use the API because it actually follows the proper protocols and get it done properly. But yeah, the API is really, really rich.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but at the end of the afternoon, I was done.
And there's a ton of stuff on Google to help you out with little snippets of code to say how you do stuff. I mean, just look at Google is your friend.
On Bing.
And Bing is your friend. All right, any other questions?